Elon Musk, to borrow a phrase from Hulk Hogan, I get it, brother. I completely understand now why you were so quick to dissolve your partnership with Don Lemon. Have you guys ever been around someone who thinks they're a big deal? Have you ever known someone who thinks they are more important than they actually are? If you have never met someone like this, allow me to introduce you to Don Lemon. This dude's mainstream media career, it is over. Now, on paper, there is no justification for Don Lemon to be fired from CNN. He's a wanker spanker's dream. He checks multiple woke boxes. Minority, check. Identifies as the G in LGBT, check. Pretends to believe that men have the ability to get pregnant, check. Favorite television show, RuPaul's Drag Race, check. Claims Rachel Levine as a beautiful woman, check. As someone who was working in the woke media, there's no way Don Lemon can get fired, right? Since Donnie likes to identify with labels, he was given a label that in most cases, damn near impossible to come back from. The sour lemon was labeled as difficult to work with. Doesn't matter what industry you're working in, whether it's sales, marketing, sports, mainstream media, doesn't matter. If you were labeled as difficult to work with, no one is willing to work with you. For the last 12 months, Donnie and his lemons, they have been sitting on the phone patiently waiting for it to vibrate. He's been waiting for someone, anyone, to give him a call, to give him a chance. Maybe his former partner in the Butt Bongo band, Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! Maybe Chrissy Cuomo can get him a job producing fresh lemonade in the cafeteria at News Nation. Now, according to Donnie, he has plenty of pretend friends in the mainstream media. Maybe one of these pretenders could get him on woke welfare at MSNBC, Newsmax, The Washington Post, The New York Times. Hell, at this point, I'm sure Donnie would be happy delivering the 5 o'clock news at WLGBT in Gay, Georgia. But even a network like WLGBT, they weren't willing to give Donnie a chance. There was only one person willing to take a chance on him. There was one toxically masculine male willing to give him a platform and willing to pay him for it. Elon Musk. And what does Don Lemon do with this opportunity? He does what he does best. He completely fucks it up. Before we get into this, be sure to like and subscribe. We're about to go over the list of demands that Don Lemon gave Elon Musk for the privilege of having his polished turd on Twitter. Comment down below. You tell me if you would be willing to acquiesce to these demands for the privilege of having Don Lemon on your platform. First, Donnie demanded that Elon Musk give him a Tesla Cybertruck. This was kind of confusing. I mean, take a look at this car. This looks like something the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman drives on his way to Mars in another unsuccessful attempt to seduce Marvin the Martian. The Cybertruck doesn't really fit Don Lemon. I mean, I picture him driving a Mini Cooper, a Volkswagen Beetle, maybe a Honda Civic. You know, the more feminine cars. Something a dude would drive if he's removed all of his toxic masculinity. Demand number two, in the name of diversity and equity, Donnie. He wanted financial equity in Twitter, and he wanted control over their policies relating to news content. Translation? I think Donnie wanted the power to determine what news was being fed to the public. For example, if there was a story about a disabled white kid in a wheelchair who's both blind and deaf, and his wheelchair is stolen by a group of illegal immigrants so they could update their transportation method to cross the border, that story would be buried. But if there was a story about a black teenager running from the police and he gets a boo-boo when the cops tackle him to the ground, that story would be trending for a full week. I saved the best demand for last. Donnie. He wanted a $5 million signing bonus along with an $8 million salary. What? Really? Let me get this straight. You wanted Elon Musk to give you $13 million for... I can't think of a fucking reason. Why in the hell would anyone be willing to give Don Lemon $13 million? Now, you're going to remember, This dude should just be happy to be there. You are persona non grata in the mainstream media. For the last year, the mainstream media, they have basically treated you like you have leprosy. You have one man willing to give you a platform. You got one dude willing to allow you to say whatever you want, and you have the audacity to come in making demands? Who does Don Lemon think he is? Does he think he's a star? Last I checked, your name wasn't Tucker Carlson. Your name's not Joe Rogan. Your name is Don Lemon. The same Don Lemon who tanked CNN's ratings in prime time. The same Don Lemon who couldn't draw 300,000 viewers on CNN this morning. Elon Musk would be better off paying $13 million to a group of humping dogs. But even with all these unreasonable demands, Elon Musk, he was still willing to work with Don Lemon. Now, obviously, he didn't give in to Donnie. Elon Musk, he didn't become a multi-billionaire by investing in people who are nominated every year for the huge embarrassing failure awards. But he was still willing to give Donnie a chance. And then their interview happened. When Donnie announced his deal with Twitter back in January, he claimed that he was excited to be working on a free speech platform. He claimed that he was being held back by the constraints of working in corporate media. When his show launched on Twitter, "We are going to see the new and improved Don Lemon. We are going to see the real Don Lemon. I am Donnie, yes, I'm the real Donnie, the Donnie at CNN, identified as Bonnie. So won't the real Donnie please stand up? Please stand up." Problem for Don Lemon, the Donnie we saw on CNN, that was the real Don Lemon. And the real Don Lemon, he was on full display during his interview with Elon Musk. Now, I haven't watched the entire interview yet, and to be perfectly honest with you, I probably won't. Because it only took me about 10 minutes to realize what Elon Musk said about Don Lemon last week. It was 100% correct. Don Lemon, he wasn't interested in doing a real interview. Don Lemon wasn't interested in presenting the so-called new and improved Don Lemon. The only thing Don Lemon was interested in was polishing the turd known as CNN and bringing that over to Twitter. Earlier this morning, Don Lemon claimed that Elon Musk was the most sensitive person that he's ever interviewed. "I've interviewed world leaders. I've interviewed VIPs like Oprah's toenail polisher, King Gale. But Elon Musk is easily the most sensitive person I've ever interviewed." I wonder why. I wonder if Elon Musk got pissed off because Don Lemon was unprofessional. Donnie hit Elon Musk with gotcha questions like asking about his recreational drug use. Who cares if Elon Musk likes to, I don't know, trip every once in a while? Who cares if Elon Musk puffs the magic dragon? When Bob Griner was busted trying to sneak Grandpa's ganja into Vlad's pooter, the media, they treated Bob like a hero. I have yet to see one person in the mainstream media ask Bob Griner about her recreational drug use. But Donnie Lemon, he wants to ask a multi-billionaire like Elon Musk if he is sober when he is tweeting late at night. From what I saw, the most interesting part of the interview was when Don Lemon was pressuring Elon Musk about content that he is allowing on Twitter. Don Lemon, along with the rest of the mainstream media, they believe it is the responsibility of Elon Musk to police content on Twitter. They can't stand, I mean, they cannot stand that Elon Musk has opened up Twitter as the free speech platform. Donnie, he pulled out his man purse, dusted off an old media tactic that the mainstream media has been using for decades. He tried to claim that social media posts on Twitter lead to acts of violence. Watch for yourself.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. I think once you start going beyond the law, now you're putting your thumb on the scale. And we don't want to put our thumb on the scale.
It doesn't concern you that hate speech has gone. Research shows that it's gone up on the platform since you took over. That's not concerning to you?
I believe that is false. In fact, the research that I've seen says it went down. So what they will typically do is they will count the number of posts, but not count the number of views. So what matters is, was that post given high visibility, or what did like one person see it? And if you look at the number of views, how many times was hate content viewed on our platform? It is down substantially.
And from your own content policy, these posts should have been deleted. So why haven't they been deleted? Why are they still there?
We delete things if they are illegal.
They're hateful, and they can lead to violence. The shooters, you know, in all of these mass shootings, attributed social media to radicalizing.
So Don, you love censorship, is what you're saying?
No, I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation, but I don't believe in
censorship. Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship.
You don't put out child pornography. That's not.
It's illegal.
Okay, I am not a clinical psychiatrist. I have no idea what leads to random acts of violence. However, I don't believe the blame should fall on Elon Musk because he is allowing people to speak freely on his platform. Don Lemon wants Elon Musk to moderate hate speech. But let me ask you something. What is hate speech? Who determines what constitutes as hate speech? If I told Don Lemon I think he's an unprofessional, no-talent doofus, is that hate speech? If I hurt his feelings, is that hate speech? There is a simple solution if you don't want to be exposed to someone on social media who you believe is spreading hate speech. Block them. Don Lemon claims that social media can lead to violence. Now, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. I don't know. Here's what I do know. The tactic Don Lemon is using here against Elon Musk, it is the same tactic that the mainstream media has been using for decades against platforms they don't like or platforms they don't agree with. When I was going into high school in the fall of 1999, violence in school seemed to be at an all-time high. Columbine happened in April of 99, the spring before my freshman year. There was a school shooting, I think, in Paducah, Kentucky. I think there was another one in Conyers, Georgia. They seemed to be happening back then every week. Now, who did the media blame for this? Because, you know, the media always has to assign blame. Did they blame the parents? Did they blame the shooters? The mainstream media, they blamed video games and rap music. They claimed that video games were teaching kids to be violent. They blamed rappers for glorifying violence and claimed that rap music was influencing young kids. Now, of course, the media, they would never blame rap music today. They would be accused of mythical racism. But either way, I don't think it was rap music that caused a surge in violence in the late 90s. I don't think it was video games, just like I don't think it's the responsibility of Elon Musk and social media today. What is the cause? I really don't know, but maybe, just maybe, it is the lack of male leadership at home. Maybe it's the lack of a father figure in the household. Don Lemon, he had one chance. He was given one opportunity. Elon Musk was the only one willing to give Don Lemon a chance. And what does Donnie do? He does what parishioners of Woke United Methodist, he does what they do best. He bit the hand that fed him. I checked his numbers. As of the recording of this video, his interview with Elon Musk has around 100,000 views on Twitter. But Twitter, they count impressions as views, so the actual view numbers are probably significantly lower. He's got 18,000 here on YouTube. Don Lemon has less than 10,000 subscribers here on YouTube. An interview with Elon Musk, that's one of the biggest interviews that you can get in the world. But it matters. It matters who is conducting the interview. If this interview was done by Joe Rogan, it's reaching millions of people in the span of a few hours. When it's conducted by Don Lemon, it's reaching 18,000. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Donnie, but you are no longer a draw. You are no longer a star. But give me your thoughts on this. Don Lemon destroys his opportunity with Elon Musk and Twitter by giving a list of unreasonable demands and being completely unprofessional during the interview. From what I can tell, Don Lemon is moving forward with this polished turd called the Don Lemon Show. Will it be successful? Can Donnie make a comeback? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.